And peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The emphasis of today's lesson and of our worship this morning is faith. More specifically, it is the object of our faith, Jesus, and how we use that faith in Jesus. St. James, as you will recall, tells us, what good is it if someone who has faith does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is it? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. What our text for this morning does and what we're doing here is building on the message of our epistle for this past Sunday from Hebrews chapter 2, where we were reminded that we must pay closer attention to what we have heard lest we drift away from it. This message was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Now here in Acts chapter 3, we have witnessed one of those signs and wonders and miracles by which our God attests himself to us. That's the healing of the beggar, a crippled beggar. And we've heard the admonition of St. Peter that is Jesus' name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and hear. And the faith that is through Jesus has given this man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And Peter then uses the healing of this crippled beggar and uses this as the opportunity to speak to the people who were utterly astounded as they are gathered there at Solomon's portico, and to call them and us to faith in Jesus and in Jesus' name. That's what Peter does all the time, isn't it? He takes every opportunity to unabashedly and unashamedly point people to Jesus. In fact, he could almost be boorish about this topic, saying seemingly inappropriate things at inappropriate times throughout his ministry. Just look at how the story began. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Dr. Luke reports a man lame from birth was being carried to the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate to ask for alms of those entering the temple. It's something that his friends did for him on a daily basis. It's good to have friends who will care for you and help. But this isn't just any day. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, the man asked to receive alms. So Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, look at us. What do you do when you encounter a beggar? At, say, a stop sign, or at the entrance to the freeway, or perhaps outside a grocery store? Me? I generally try to ignore the individual and get away as soon as possible because of what might happen next if they look at me or if we make eye contact. But then it happened. He fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. Now, these things never end well. We know that, right? Should I help? Should I ignore this individual? Should I turn away? After all, there are agencies that can and will and do help, and I don't want to make him dependent upon others. If I give this person money, it will probably be wasted. Besides, I need the money myself, or I can give it somewhere else. And on we argue with ourselves. Anyway, here we are. The beggar is looking at Peter and John, expecting some money or some bread or some kind of help, and then the really unexpected happens, and the man's expectations are dashed. Peter says, I have no silver or gold. Look at me, I have no silver or gold. So why does he want the man to look at him? But Peter continues, what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Walk? Have you been paying attention, Peter? Don't you see that I'm crippled? And then Peter did the next unexpected thing. He touched the man. He touched him. In fact, it said, we're told he took him by the right hand, raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. At least the man got it right. He was walking and leaping and praising God, not Peter and John, but God, for his well-being. In the end, it wasn't about Peter or John after all. And that's what we need to hear. It isn't about us either when we help others. It's always about Jesus and his love. It's about the Father's will for the health of this world. And it's about the Spirit calling us to walk and leap and praise God, because look what happened next. All the people saw him walking and praising God, recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. They were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. And they were ready to hear. Just like the beggar, they fixed their eyes now on Peter and John, expecting something. And that brings us to the text we've heard. Peter addressed the crowd. Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, and by faith in his name has made this man whom you see and know strong. The faith that is through Jesus has given this man this perfect health in the presence of you all. God has borne witness to Jesus by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit. Not only in the past, he does it also in our day. Healings today aren't just the result of the skill of doctors or of medicines or of therapy or whatever else we attribute them to. Where do you think that skill and those medicines and that therapy came from? It's more than science. It's more than luck. It's more than any one of us generally think about. We know that, don't we? Of course we do. But do we say it? Do we really say that Jesus is Lord, not just, thank you, God, or wow, what a miracle, or even, God answers prayer? Do we make the good confession when God intervenes in our lives, or do we just kind of take it easy? It isn't enough just to say, God answers prayer. What kind of prayer? Prayer to whom? Prayer about what? That's not the point of the miracle. The point is rather, as Peter says in our text, the faith that is through Jesus has given this man health in the presence of you all. I'm not talking here about healing services. I'm not even talking about anything extraordinary. Jesus makes us well even from a cold or a cold sore, even from the flu and flu-like symptoms, from anything else that happens in our lives. He gives us those times of refreshing to which Peter points us in Acts chapter 3. What we need to learn to do is to see them and acknowledge them so that others may repent and turn back, that their sins may be blotted out. The truth is, it isn't just the fact that faith in Jesus makes us well. It is more often the fact that our faith enables us to see that the healing is from Jesus. So that's it. Faith sees the healing. Faith proclaims Jesus. So what do we do now? Well, like I said, I tend to ignore the beggar. I surely have a hard time saying anything other than good medicine has helped me. But maybe I can learn. I really do want to learn, even at my age. And by God's grace, I am learning, because he sent Jesus for me. And he sent his Spirit also to bless us by turning us from our wickedness so that all the families of the earth may be blessed. May God grant it for Jesus' sake as we walk with Jesus. Amen. We continue with the hymn.